Looking forward today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Time is our most valuable commodity. And I want to thank you for sharing a few moments of your week with me. I hope that our show can be an encouragement to you, and in turn, a vehicle through which you can encourage others. If you like the show, I want to invite you to like, share, and subscribe the podcast, along with leaving a review, because that will help us reach a larger audience in hopes of positively impacting more coaches and more athletes. As we are rapidly approaching the Christmas holiday and the celebration of the birth of Christ, I want to offer a reminder that Christ provides a forward-looking gospel. It is not only a benefit to us now, but it also provides a hope for our eternal future. In Romans 5:2, Paul says this, "Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Paul says that through faith in Christ, we become recipients of the grace of God, and that not only provides us hope today, but it also provides hope for tomorrow, the hope of the glory of God. Paul goes on to provide a message of encouragement to all who are going through a difficult time. And I believe this is a powerful message that can be extended to any coach in a difficult situation, or it can also be a powerful message that can be extended and shared with our athletes. Coaching today is no doubt a difficult job, and I believe it's only getting more difficult by the day. Along with that, any form of athletics presents the opportunity for failures and struggles. Paul speaks directly to this in Romans 5, verses 3 and 4. He says, "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." What seems strange here is the fact that Paul says, "We rejoice in our sufferings." That's a foreign concept. Many athletes today search for any method possible to avoid any means of failure. Now, I believe that's a natural response, but what's not natural is to believe that it's possible to avoid all failure or all suffering throughout your life. It's going to happen. Jesus himself reminds us of this in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, when he speaks about building your house upon the rock. What he says is that the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew. He didn't warn us that those things might come. Instead, he told us that they would come. In other words, they're inevitable. So if we know that suffering or failure will come, we must be prepared to withstand it, and we must view it appropriately. I think that this is what Paul is speaking about. Failure and suffering is where an individual can grow the most. I want to say that again. Failure and suffering is where an individual can grow the most. As Paul states, out of suffering comes endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Endurance, character, and hope are all qualities that good coaches possess. And they're also qualities that good coaches want each of their players to possess. But here's the catch. Those qualities don't come without adversity. So if you're in a difficult position, push through. Or if you have athletes that are battling through adversity, show them the light at the end of the tunnel that's presented by Paul in Romans 5, verses 2 through 4. In closing, The best part comes in Romans 5, verse 5, for believers. Paul says hope doesn't bring shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. What a powerful message. Remember how Jesus described the Holy Spirit as a helper and as a comforter. So know this, as a believer, that real growth will come through suffering. But the good news is, you don't have to go it alone. Thanks again for joining us on the podcast this week. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe so we can grow our community of followers. Until next week, keep growing tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in faith.